Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The city council is set to clear the way for legal action against the Adams administration in a housing voucher battle. It's Thursday, February 8th, and this is your New York Daily News. Thursday's forecast calls for cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 48 and a low near 32. Before today's top story, President Biden was set Wednesday to make a quick fundraising trip to New York City as he ramps up efforts to fill his already bulging campaign war chest for the fall campaign. The commander-in-chief and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee will attend three separate fundraisers during the afternoon before returning to Washington, D.C. No public appearances were planned, and it's unclear if Biden will even answer questions from reporters during the brief visit. Biden has intensified fundraising efforts since December and holds a strong cash lead over his near-certain Republican opponent, former President Trump. His campaign said Tuesday that January produced its highest monthly donation total since launching in April 2023, breaking monthly records previously set in December and November of last year. And are you a New York renter interested in owning your apartment building? A state bill known as the Tenant Opportunity to Purchase Act, or TOPA, could help if it ever passes. The legislation was first introduced in 2021, but is back on the table this session as Albany faces mounting pressure to tackle the ongoing housing crisis. The act would give tenants the right to make the first offer on their building if and when their landlord wants to sell, and would provide resources to help them or a partner, such as a nonprofit, buy it. Residents could then work together to convert their homes into affordable social housing and either run it themselves or choose another organization to do so. Proponents of the plan describe it as an anti-displacement measure that empowers tenants, especially renters of color and low-income residents, and gives both them and landlords a fair shake. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
City Council Speaker Adrian Adams is set to grant herself the power Thursday to take legal action against Mayor Adams' administration over its refusal to implement a set of new housing voucher laws, a procedural step that carries outsized weight amid a tense relationship between the two top politicians. The laws, which the council enacted on its own last summer by overriding the mayor's veto of them, aim to greatly expand access to City FEPs, a voucher program that subsidizes rent for low-income New Yorkers on open market apartments. Despite the override, the mayor didn't implement the laws by the legally mandated January 9th deadline, arguing the city couldn't afford to overhaul the program the way the council wants. That prompted Speaker Adams to threaten her chamber would pursue litigation unless the mayor's administration took concrete, verifiable steps to implement these local laws by February 7th. With the speaker's cutoff date coming and passing Wednesday without action from the administration, she's going ahead with legal action, a spokesman for her confirmed to the Daily News. Before moving the matter into court, though, the council must vote through a resolution authorizing the speaker to take legal action on behalf of the full chamber. The spokesman said the full council is expected to take that vote Thursday. Spokespeople for the mayor didn't immediately return requests for comment Wednesday. The council spokesman stressed it's not entirely clear yet what form of legal action the speaker will take. The Legal Aid Society said last month it was planning to sue the administration over the City FEPs matter, and the council could join such an action instead of filing its own. Among other provisions, the laws would expand City FEPs eligibility by eliminating a rule requiring that eligible low-income earners first enter a homeless shelter before they can apply for a voucher. The legal action comes on the heels of council Democrats overriding the mayor's vetoes of two separate bills last month, requiring more transparency from the NYPD and banning the use of solitary confinement in city jails. Those overrides came after months of heated debate between the mayor and supporters of the bills. Bronx Councilwoman Diana Ayala, a Democrat who's a top sponsor of the City FEPS legislation, said it's disappointing the mayor has feuded so much with the council lately. It's a shame that it had to become so contentious, she told the news. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.